Hey everyone, I'm interrupting this episode because I want to tell you about a free masterclass that I'm hosting. I'm constantly hearing from motion designers and studio owners that they just don't have the time to work on their businesses. And I get it, it's hard to wear all the hats in your business and stay on top of everything. When the project ends, do you find yourself scrambling for the next gig on LinkedIn or sending a ton of cold emails? This just isn't sustainable in the long run. I found that building systems and processes in my business to free up my time was the best way to grow a business and have more time to do the things that I love. It's not easy, but I want to share with you what I've learned over the past few years and also what I've been teaching my students in my courses. So I'm hosting a free masterclass on the 21st of May for freelance motion designers and studio owners who are looking for more balance. After Balance Business Masterclass, you're going to walk away with a system to help you save time, make more money, and work on fun and creative projects. Of course, I'll also be doing a live Q&A to answer any questions that you have. And I'm going to invite just 20 people to work with me inside my coaching program, Balance Business Bootcamp. This won't open again until later this year. So if you want to get access to that and you want to join us in this free masterclass, then go and find the link in the show notes to register or go to motionhatch.com/pod. Hope to see you in there. Now let's get back to this episode. Eventually, just getting paid for the work and enjoying the work that you do isn't actually enough. What we require is a purpose. Hey Hatchlings, welcome to the Motion Hatch podcast. I'm your host, Hayley Akins. Hey Hatchlings, and welcome to episode 77 of the Motion Hatch podcast. So today, I just realized that our podcast is actually 3 years old. The first episodes were released on the 6th of November in 2017, so I really appreciate you all listening to this show, and I love getting feedback and messages from you and hearing how it's helped you as well. It really means a lot to me, so if you're new to this show and this is the first ever one you've listened to, thank you so much for being here. On this podcast, we talk about the business side of motion design and animation. So for this episode, we're doing something a little different. As you may know, occasionally I hop on the podcast on my own to do a little solo episode, so this one's just you and me this week. So I wanted to talk about something that has been on my mind a lot lately, which is finding purpose in what we do and the impact that we have on the world. So coming up, I have some practical tips for you on how you can find out what your purpose is and also how to use it to work with clients who share your values. So let's get into this episode. When we start in this industry, it tends to be all about surviving. So at Motion Hatch, our mission has been to help you to build a better business and career, making things that you love and getting paid well for it. But recently, I realized through some conversations with other motion designers in our mastermind programs and some of the things that I've been thinking about personally, that eventually just getting paid for the work and enjoying the work that you do isn't actually enough. What we require is a purpose, something that drives us beyond just making money. So after we learn to survive, the desire for working towards something bigger happens. So this kind of makes sense if you look at Maslow's hierarchy of needs. We move up from physiological and safety needs into self-actualization. So this is our need to fulfill our personal potential. We've established that most people will be able to survive and to get work in this industry in some form or another, which is great, and we're obviously here to help you do that too. But the biggest issue, I think, is finding purpose in our career and also in our life. So we want to make sure we are fulfilling our potential and doing work that actually aligns with our values. I can see that this is starting to happen in our industry, and it makes me really, really happy that we are generally a group of people that care about the world and what is happening to it. And I can see that some of you out there are trying to align what you do with having a positive impact in the world, which I think is really, really great. I think that the struggle is finding work or clients that align with your purpose or the impact that we want to create. So I want to talk about this, and I want to take a little bit of a sidestep for one moment, because I think what we do is extremely important and it really does impact the world. As designers, we generally advertise other people's products and services. So I wonder, have you ever stopped to think about what you're helping to advertise? And if you agree with the company you're working with and what they're putting out there? So it is our responsibility to think about what we're creating and either refuse to work on those projects or let people know how they can make their product more ethical. I don't want to get into too much detail here because I think we could have a whole podcast episode on this very topic, but I wanted to mention it because we have the power to use our work for good, and everyone has the responsibility to say something if they see a company using design to create something that will harm other beings or our planet. So if you want to learn more about being ethical as a designer, or you're not convinced that the work you do has an impact on the world, then I highly recommend that you read a book called Ruined by Design by Mike Montero. So let's get back to this issue of wanting to work on projects that align with your own values and your purpose. So how do we do that? So I think what you need to do is you need to take a step back. So do you actually know what your values are? And I'm not talking about values like integrity, because I think everybody should have that as a value. What I'm talking about is what values are unique to you. So what values and purpose are unique to you? What perspective on the world do you bring that others don't have? So how can we find meaning? If money wasn't a consideration, what would bring you satisfaction? These are very, very hard questions, and most of us choose to ignore them because I think it's easier than facing up to the fact that maybe we truly aren't working on things that we really believe in or really want to do. So what's the best way to find your values and purpose? So the best way that I found to find out what I care about is to look into the future. So I recently reread a book called Vivid Vision by Cameron Herold. So it's geared more towards CEOs who are trying to align their team with their vision so they can move faster. But I think anyone can take the fundamental ideas and apply them to their life and figure out what their purpose and impact is that they have on the world. Before we run out into this world trying to work with clients who align with our values, we really need a clear vision. So we can have a clear vision that attracts the right clients that we want to work with. So here's a little exercise for you. I want you to find a window of time, ideally 4 hours or something like that. And I know it sounds like a lot, doesn't it? But you need space to think about what you want to do and how you want to be in all aspects of your life. So find somewhere that has no distractions. And when I did this, I had a pen and a notebook because I think being on the computer, sometimes with the internet at hand, there's too many distractions around us. So I recommend just a pen and paper and sitting somewhere quiet for a few hours to think about this stuff. So what I want you to do is break your vision into two categories. So we want to break it into personal and then business. So if you aren't freelancing or running a business or studio, you can put it into personal and career, and that's fine. So I'm sure some of you have heard me talk about the perfect day exercise, and quite a lot of you have probably already done it. So I want to say that this is kind of similar to that, but it's a little bit different. So I do encourage you to do this as well. So imagine 3 years in the future and think about the different areas of your life. What are they like? What are you doing? It's best to write this down as if you're actually living it. So in the personal category, these can fall into 4 different sections: fitness, family, finance, and friends. Cameron Herold also includes faith. So if you're a spiritual person, feel free to add that one in too. So for fitness, what I might write is every 2 days I go for a 5K run, and on the days in between I do some yoga. Running to me is about getting outside and enjoying it. So you can see how we can write this as if we're actually living it. So for family, I might write, I normally finish work at 4 p.m. so I can spend time with my family before dinner. So for your business or career brainstorm, you might ask yourself questions like, what excites you? How much do you want to charge? What are your values? What is your mission? What impact do you want to have on the world? What things do you care about? How can you bring your unique voice and perspective to the work that you do? Think about this as a big brainstorming session, something that points you in the right direction. And it can change, and believe me, it will change. But if you do this, you can at least have an idea of your values and purpose, and you can start to move towards it. So how do we take steps to build a business that we want that aligns with our purpose and values? Well, if we start to put messaging and content out there that aligns with our values, purpose, and impact we want to have on the world, we will inevitably attract the people and clients that align with those values. So this can help us to attract our ideal clients while hopefully having a positive impact on the world. So once you've figured out your values and purpose, what you need to do is to work out how to attract those people. So how can you start to alter your work, your content, and your website to align with those things? Well, of course, you need to make a plan and implement it, which I know can be extremely hard and difficult when we're all really busy. But I want to encourage you to start doing this work now and taking action on your goals. So please do this visioning exercise that I've laid out in this podcast and do plan out your 2021 and how you can implement small steps to realize your vision, because I know this will put you on the path to finding your ideal clients, your purpose, and hopefully having a positive impact on the world. So of course, at Motion Hatch, we're really, really passionate about helping you to achieve your goals and build a plan that aligns with your vision. Because these things are really, really hard to do, we've created a special winter mastermind where we're going to help you to create your vision and plan your 2021 to align with that vision. We actually only have a few spots left, but if you'd like to apply, just go to motionhatch.com/mastermind. So applications for this session do close on the 7th of December or whenever we fill those spots. Please do let me know if you do this visioning exercise from the podcast today. You can always get in touch. We are at Motion Hatch on Twitter and Instagram. If you prefer, you can always email me hello@motionhatch.com. So coming up, we have a few more episodes around the theme of finding your purpose. I wanted to showcase different motion designers and how they each define their own purpose and how it impacts the work that they do. So if you're excited to hear more episodes like this one and those episodes coming up with other motion designers finding their purpose, do subscribe and share this podcast with someone else who you think might benefit from it. Thank you so much for listening to this episode today. I do hope that you enjoyed it. I appreciate you. See ya.